Hello and welcome to our podcast, No Filter with Cobalt. I'm your host, Elsie Ruiz Alvarado. In this episode, we will review our nutrient-rich and ultimate hair repair formula for beards, our Nutri and Protective Hair and Beard Mist. We will discuss the cobalt ingredients used, their purpose and formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas, such as this one. To kick off the conversation, let me introduce our guest for today, one of our senior application lab analysts in Brazil, Marcio Santos. Hi, Marcio. Welcome to No Filter with Cobalt. I hope that you are all set and ready to talk about this formula.
Hi, Elsie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk with you about this formula.
Marcio, since this is your first time with us on the podcast, can you please share with us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing at Cobalt these days?
Sure, of course. So I'm Marcio, and I joined Cobalt in October of 2023 at the Brazilian Application Lab. So developing formulas, supporting our clients. And before that, I worked for almost 5 years at a consultant company, also in the lab. Besides that, I have a bachelor's degree in pharmaceutical sciences.
Thanks for sharing, Marcio. I wish you well in all your endeavors at Cobalt, and I hope that I can have more opportunities to work more closely with you. So let's go ahead and get started with learning all about this formula. Okay, so my first question for you is, if you could just kind of tell us a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this product, and was there a benchmark?
Yeah, of course. So we wanted to create a multifunctional hair product that provides antifreeze properties, shine benefits, hydration, and also some protection. A lot of consumers are adopting a minimalist routine, opting for a less is more approach. And this can happen for a lot of reasons, like economic reasons, or they just want to spend less time doing their skin and hair care routines. So a lot of them are opting for multifunctional products. And also, the popularity of the men care market is increasing. Men also want to take care of their skin, hair, and beard. So we thought that it was a great opportunity to explore this trend on this formula too. I even tested out my beard and I really liked the results. It made my beard smoothy and shiny. And you also asked about the benchmark. And in terms of benchmark, it was more of a free creation. We didn't have any specific benchmark in mind.
Thanks, Marcio. Yeah, these are all like really good reasons to be inspired to create this formula. I've noticed that the rising popularity of beards and facial hair among men in recent years, coupled with the increasing emphasis on personal grooming and self-care, is significantly boosting the industry's progression. It's great that Cobalt is on trend, offering some solutions by providing a range of formulas catering to beards. But besides the beard mist, we also have a few other beard formulas, in fact. We offer a formula for a men's conditioning face and beard cleansing jelly, a beard and mustache touch-up for grays, and even a beard balm. Okay, so talk to me about the use of sunscreen materials in this formula. Is this a trend in beard and hair care in general?
Yeah. Consumers want to feel like they're taking care of their whole selves, so from head to toe. And they are also really worried about the effects of sun radiation. Because of this, a lot of sunscreen products for hair and scalp are being released in the cosmetic market to offer this kind of care for the consumer.
Yeah, it's good to know that, you know, the sun is so it's so damaging. So it's so important to make sure that you're covered in all areas, not just your skin, but the sun radiation affects your hair, all types of things on your personal body. So I'm glad that they're increasing awareness in all areas of consumer products. Okay, so staying on topic of sun care and holistic care, I know that Sunboost ATB Natural is a proprietary blend of oils which have multiple benefits. Can you break those down for us and explain the individual and overall benefits of this blend used in the formula? And also, Can it be used in other types of formulas?
Yeah, so SunBoost ATB Natural, as you said, is a proprietary blend from Kobo. It contains three components: argan oil, vitamin E, and bisabolol. Argan oil is a vegetable oil that can act as an emollient. Vitamin E in its acetate form on SunBoost ATB Natural is a well-known antioxidant in the cosmetic industry. And bisabolol, it's an anti-irritant and anti-inflammatory agent. In this formula, it acts as a booster, meaning it can increase the SPF value of the formula, but it also helps on the emollients provided by the formula. And although its main use it's as a booster on sunscreen formulas, it definitely can be used in other types of formulas. So Kobo's Global Application Laboratories team have used SunBoost ATB Natural on different types of formulations, such as lip glosses and also foundations.
The use of natural ingredients in beard grooming products has gained traction among consumers. Men have become more conscious of the ingredients used in their grooming products and are, well, I mean, frankly, they're willing to pay a premium for products that are free from harmful chemicals. Then there is that multifunctional aspect you mentioned earlier. SunBoost ATB falls into that, and SunBoost ATB also meets both trends. And this, so basically, SunBoost ATB is another great solution-based ingredient for formulators. It definitely should be on lab benches. Okay, and so going on to some of the ingredients, do any of the ingredients in this formula help to act as an emollient, which helps lock in moisture? Something that helps prevent heat damage?
Yeah, this is such an interesting question because this formula features salicylic DBO06. It is an emollient ester with water holding capacity and waterproof film ability. So when you think about heat damage, an ingredient with these properties could help to prevent it. However, we didn't run any specific test on heat damage prevention. And in regions where Salico's DBO06 isn't available, Luzplan DD-DA7 would be a great replacement option, although we didn't test it.
Okay, well, as a salesperson, I sure appreciate your last comment regarding the Luzplan DD-DA7. Another note for me to add to my sales toolbox, as I'm not able to promote some of these IKEA, well, I'm not able to promote any of the IKEA materials in the regions that I cover. I'm glad that we have other options and that we're basically telling the audience that if you can't use this, you can use that. That's great. But for anyone in the audience interested in specifically in the Salicos WO-6 material, don't hesitate to reach out to your Kobo account manager for more information, as there are, in fact, some regions in which we can promote this material. Okay, so now moving on to other characteristics of this formula. What ingredient in this formula helps with ease of manageability of the beard, such as ease of combing?
So in this formula, we are using PlanDo LG2. It is a 100% plant-derived amino acid ester that offers a lot of benefits, like moisture effects. Also, as being an emollient, it can help manageability of hair and beard, making it smoother and conditioned, and as a result, making it easier to comb.
Okay, so in a formula like this, where you have different types of emollients, can it be hard to combine them all? Was it necessary to use any ingredient to help with it? And also, was it challenging to develop a formula like this one?
Yeah, so in this formula, we used Cosmol 43V. It helped to mix and combine all the formula's emollients. And this ingredient is an ester and it's an alternative to castor oil, but it's superior to castor oil in oxidative stability. And you also asked about the challenges about developing a formula like this one. And develop a multifunctional formula can be challenging because you have all these different attributes. But and with this one, as I said earlier, we wanted to provide a lot of benefits for herringbirds. So yeah, it requires a lot of testing and also a lot of knowledge about the ingredients that you want to use. But as we observed the sun care trend and men care market rising, this seemed like the perfect moment to explore it. Everyone wants to feel like they're taking care of their whole bodies.
Great, great answers. Thanks for helping with that challenge. Just so for the audience, this Cosmo 43V, just like the Salicols, is not available in all regions. So please do, if you're interested in this product, please do reach out to your account manager for more information. Okay, so thank you for sharing again the challenges and that you encounter when formulating materials. I've been in the industry for many years and a consumer myself, obviously. And I know better than to take for granted all the work needed to get a formula on the market. I know that it's can get a little hectic, and I appreciate all the work every time I buy something.
Yeah.
Just because I'm kind of, I've been in the industry and knowledgeable, more knowledgeable now than when I wasn't. So thank you. Okay, so now that we've gone through all the cocoa ingredients and formula, what about the manufacturing procedure? Can you please describe the process for our listeners, providing any specific manufacturing advice, tips, precautions, and equipment required?
So, yeah, in this formula, it's necessary to use heat to ensure the solubilization of the UV filters. So, heat part 1 to 85 to 87 degrees Celsius with mixing. Then you want to keep the temperature for 5 minutes. And after that, cool it down to 35 degrees Celsius, keep mixing, and then add part 2 ingredients one by one. And in terms of equipment, this is a simple formula and requires basic laboratory equipment. You only need a hot plate and an overhead stirrer.
Perfect. It doesn't sound too complicated, but definitely following instructions needed.
Yeah.
Okay, Marzio. So, listen, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. That's all the questions I have. Thank you for explaining the formula's manufacturing procedure and answering all the other questions. I'm sure our listeners picked up some tips and ideas to apply at their own lab benches. Thanks again for your participation. I really appreciate your joining us today, all the way from Brazil. I'm happy we could make it work and hope that you might consider joining and sharing with us again.
Thank you so much for having me, Elsie. It was a pleasure to talk with you about this formula, and I hope you can connect again soon.
Oh, don't worry, I'll hold you to that, Marcio. We'll be in touch again. Okay, so for all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. Our intent is to get you inspired to create formulas such as the one just discussed. If you would like to see the complete formula and want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your account managers as they are always ready to support. Also, remember that on social media at Kobo Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Kobo Products Incorporated. Kobo Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day, take care, and see you all next time.